And then, when you finished high school, what did you do then? Did you go to grade 12? Is that what you did?
Yeah. But then when I left school, I went to look for a job, and I got working in the downstairs in a place called the London Cafeteria. That was Ground Road Street, about 800 block, I think it was, Granville and Robson Street. They went downstairs there. And then after a while, when I left that one, I got a job up on Granville Street at the Granville Lunch. And I was there for quite a while. And then there, I left and went down to the White Lunch down on Hastings Street, near Main Street. And then when I left that one, then I went to Spencer's, which is now Eaton's. But that was on Hastings Street then, down at Hastings.
I guess at that time, the economic conditions were pretty bad. About what year was that when you first went out to work? Was that in the beginning of the Depression or something? Well, must have been in the 30s, was that?
I guess it was about 16 or something like that.
Wow. Uh-huh. And I guess it was pretty hard to get a job when there wasn't much available. What kind of money did you make?
Very little. And then, of course, you had to pay your streetcar out of that. And then clothes and things.
And you also had to rent a uniform or something, did you? Something like that?
They supplied them.
And did you like doing waitressing, or was it just that it was at such tough times that that's what you had to end up doing?
It was a job. Uh-huh. So eventually after when Walter died, I thought, I don't want to go back to that. So that's when I went to business school to upgrade myself.
Yeah, and you also taught at business school. What school was that you taught at?
The Pittman's Business School, teaching shorthand, Pittman's shorthand.
Tell us a little bit about your life. What were your marriages? When did you get married? And tell us about
it. Married was 1940, and to Walter McCallum. And so we had 25 years together, which was very lovely. And I did quite a bit of traveling with him because when he joined the union, he did quite a bit of traveling. So I could quite frequently go with him. And I enjoyed the trips and things like that. And Walter got in the war, and so we were married, and he went away to the war, and he was in the Navy.
So what, he went, you were, shortly after you were married, that he,
yes.
He joined it's, up about, how long had you been married?
He was working at Shelburne Refinery for a while first. Only his June was born before he got married. Before he got into the Navy. Sorry. That's how bad it is, but it wasn't right, no.
I know, that would never happen with you.
Yeah. Oh, she was born in 1941. We were married in 1940, and she was born in 1941. And so then, when he got in the Navy, well, first he was up in Prince Rupert. He was up there. And that's when you were born. He was away, so he wasn't home for when you were born. And but then he did come home a while later. And then he got transferred over to Victoria. So we all moved up there and rented a little house over there.
And how long were you in Victoria?
About 2 years. At first, I think June and I were over there one time. I guess this was before you were born, because I remember we were at a house. Their name was Diamonds. It was a big house. And downstairs they had washing machines. And so they used to let me take June down there. They was washing and dryer. And there was sawdust down there. And it was... I think some mugs around or something. So I used to anyways draw a ring around June so that nothing would bother her while I was busy doing the washing. And I keep my eye on her. And
what did you draw a ring with?
I don't remember, but something.
Water?
Just a router or something.
Oh, that would be something. And then you eventually, after the war was over, is that right, when you came back to Burnaby?
Yes, I came back, and I guess Jean and Jack got married, and so Mom asked me if they could live in our little house, you know, up in Pender Street. And I guess this is, I'm not too sure, because I was, I guess that's when I was living at home then, and that's when you were born. June was born by then. I was over in Victoria before with June, but then I was back home, and so then you were right by the hospital, 12th Avenue. The factory was just past there, and so I asked my dad in the morning if he'd take me to work with him, because I had to go to the hospital. And he says, "Oh no, you're not in too much pain
yet."
This
is when I was being born.
Yeah. So he wouldn't take me, so after he'd gone, I said, I'm in troubles. So I should phone the doctor, and I did, and he said, "Get the hospital right away." So we got a taxi and got me the hospital right away. And you were born pretty quickly once we got the hospital.
And then after the war, though, you went back to Burnaby and spent quite a few years in Burnaby?
Yeah, back there for a while. Jean moved in with me for a wee while, but then Jack got a place for her to go to be with him in Calgary, was it? And so they moved there. So.
And then how come you lived in the McAllen's basement?
Well, after the war was over, we came back, and it was just such a shortage of houses. We tried, and we wanted to get somewhere to rent. We tried motels and everything. Nothing was available, because there'd been a shortage of materials and what have you during the war. So McCallum's said we could fix up their basement and live there while we're building a house on some property your dad had bought. So that's what we did.
And
very kind of them to allow us to do that.
After our dad, Walter, died, tell us a bit about your life then. You remarried, did you?
Not right away. I was living with you, with my daughter Terry, that on York Street. Remember, we lived together for quite a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then she moved into a place near Kitsilano Beach. Remember? And that was quite nice. And whatever. But one time, when was it? Near Kitsilano Beach was in a big old house, and both you and June lived with me for a while.
Yes, when we came back from Europe, we all lived down in the basement, and
that's
you lived
right.
In this old basement of this house by yourself when June and I went to Europe in about 1965, I think it might be. We left you all alone, boy. Nice, kind teenagers we were. Maybe we were in our 20s then.
Oh, I was at going to Pittman's then. I think it was before I was teaching, or maybe I was teaching.
Well, when we came home
I
that time, you were teaching, and
right.
We came home at Christmas without telling you, and went to the business school, Duffus Business School, where you were teaching, and I think we kind of surprised you, is that right?
You sure did, because I was expecting to go and visit with you, but then you people came home, and so I was so delighted. I think I screamed, and one of the teachers came running in wondering what was the matter. I was just so delighted to see you, too. And you had your hair short and things were long, and you both had false eyelashes on, and boy, did you look gorgeous.
We've still got the false eyelashes here in January for dancing.
Don't
and similar. Yeah, I know,
yeah.
So they're similar.
Yes. And then remember this old house that we lived downstairs? It had the big, big room, great big front room with a fireplace and two big bedrooms. Oh, it wasn't very warm in the house. You girls were always saying it was so cold in the place. And in the bathroom. And so if you look out from the front of it, you had a lovely view. But from inside, you couldn't look out to see a view. So in at the bathroom, it was you had to step up a step, you know, the way through the toilets were, and then you had you pull a cord to flush the toilet, and the back of the toilet was a round circle. And I remember you and June, when you take off your eyelashes, you would stick them on there, could just be the right shape for your
curve for
these lashes. It used to look so cute, eyelashes on the back of the toilet. So I remember there was just the cord in the bathroom with a light bulb on it. So I went to Chinatown and bought a great big white ball and covered it, paper ball with wire to hold its shape. And so it looked like dirty.
It did look nice.
And in your bedroom, or in June's bedroom, I did bought one for there too, because it, I think it was just a cord with a light bulb hanging down on it too. So this
made it nice.
The big balloon. Put on it to make it look more attractive.